Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
One of the seven new federal disaster recovery centers that will open this week in central and western Mass will be opening its doors in the tornado rack town of Munson. In Munson, hundreds of people are still trying to put their lives back together. Many are still without housing as they wait for insurance companies to sort out what they need. One realtor in Munson is putting her professional skills to work for her neighbors who fear homelessness. WBUR's Fred Tice this morning as realtor Karen King's story.
Soon after the tornado hit, Karen King tried to find out from the federal and state relief agencies, FEMA and MEMA, when money would become available to place homeless families in new homes.
I found very quickly that they didn't have access to things and they're overburdened.
And there was no plan in place for the emergency. So King decided to do something to help, starting with the 11 tornado victims bunking down at her place. Every day, they were going into town to try to get tarps and help from their insurance companies.
They would come home at night and they were saying they weren't getting the support. So we kind of took matters in our own hands, and I got involved with the church a little bit, and we talked to them, and I found out what they were doing. They started by serving meals one night.
The church was the First Congregational Church, First Church, as locals call it. It's become the center of relief efforts in town. King then decided to use her expertise and connections as a realtor. She contacted her clients to persuade them not to sell their houses, but to rent them instead. That's how some of her house guests found a place to stay. And she didn't stop with her clients.
I went through every house in Munson that's for sale, and I called up and we called the people, because if they're vacant houses, let's just rent them. And I said, I think you should rent because you have a house and there's such a demand. So I've taken five houses off the market that I had for sale, and there's another realtor in town that is doing the same thing now.
She started a Facebook page, Munson Homes Available for Tornado Victims.
This is a house that I had for sale. The owners moved out because they lost their jobs, and they had to relocate.
The house is in foreclosure.
It sat here vacant all winter, and so now we got a homeless family in there.
The family that's moved in is paying just the utilities. A woman approaches King, and they talk privately for a while. King comes back and points at the wreckage of a house.
She lived right there, so she's just told me that she still is homeless, that somebody brought over a camper, a friend, so she's staying in the camper for now, but she's got to get out of here. Is what?
The person who interrupted is a volunteer looking for where a house used to be.
The next one down on the left that's not there. Somebody wanted medical supplies.
King has already found a new home for the owner of that house that's not there. It can take a while to find homes for tornado victims. Insurance companies are awaiting recommendations from structural inspectors as to whether houses will have to come down and how long they'll have to pay for temporary housing while the owners rebuild. So some owners are still living in their battered homes as they wait for word from their insurers. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.